We've got a steaming cup of joe right now, and we've got some business to talk about. You are a member amongst many of the things that you support in the community, Alt Guild. And of course, we have Amarillo Little Theater come in here all the time to tell us about their great performances.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a part of the Amarillo Little Theater Guild, and I serve on the board of directors as well. And this event that we're talking about today is actually a guild and board kind of joined collaboration of our annual fundraiser.
Wonderful. And the proceeds for this is your annual gala,
yep.
And it's this Saturday, and the proceeds go toward the Alt Academy and the education outreach that y'all do at the Amarillo Little Theater.
Right. It goes towards everything that we do, putting on all of those wonderful productions that you get to see every year. We just announced our new season for 2019-2020, and it is looking pretty stellar. Everything that we make at that event, all of those proceeds go right back into the theater and help support those wonderful productions.
Yeah, and Jason Crespin comes in and talks to us about how he has some performances that have upwards of 70 kids that mm-hmm. he has to wrangle and herd like cats.
Oh, yes. It's a lot of wrangling, yeah. But they're all so talented and so fun. So, yeah, we do three Academy productions a year as well as adult performances. We have usually five musicals and four plays that we put on every season. So it's a great deal of work and a great pool of talent. Everybody that's in all of those shows are local people in our community that, you know, work during the day and then give up their evenings at night to rehearse and put on theater for our community, which is pretty awesome.
And we have a freakishly talented epicenter of theater people,
yeah.
Kids, a lot of like community theater. It's one of the first community theaters in the country.
It is. It is the longest running in the country, actually, so which is really cool. We do shows, and I hear people talking in the bathrooms like, I wonder where these people are from. And it's like, they're from here. They're from Amarillo. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty great organization.
Represent.
Yeah, it's great.
So the Alt Gala, I remember last year you had kind of a great Gatsby theme.
Yeah, the last couple years we've done Gatsby. We figured everyone's probably worn out their Gatsby attire. So we are going Hollywood glam this year. So think red carpet. I'm sure there'll be some like long sequin gowns, maybe some Audrey Hepburn, maybe some Frank Sinatra. That's what I'm always most excited about for these events is just to see what everyone's wearing, you know. So we'll have the red carpet rolled out and get to see what everyone has on. And it's a great excuse to get out and enjoy an evening and support a great cause. I know prom is going on, so I've been telling all of my parents, I'm like, yeah, send your kids to prom, and then you come to adult prom with us. We'll get dressed up. We'll hang out. There's an open bar, which is always nice. So, yeah.
I love thinking of this as adult prom. Uh-huh. This
yeah.
is great.
It's basically what it is every year.
It is. Okay, so this is going to be this Saturday, and tell us about the event, the Derrick Event Center.
Yeah, it's at the Derrick Event Center right there on Taylor, same venue that the Cerulean Gallery is in. So right there on the corner of Taylor there. There's plenty of parking. We still have tickets available for general admission. We still have some tables available. It's not too late to, come and have a great night out with us. You just got to find a dress, so you might want to hurry and do that.
Definitely. Now, tell us a few of the things that are going to be going on while people are enjoying their evening.
Yeah, for sure. The ticket price includes a full meal that Macaroni Joe's is catering, as well as an open bar. Reed Beverages has been an awesome sponsor of ours to, provide all of the alcohol, which is much needed for a party. We'll have a DJ there as well. Always fun to have a DJ and kind of a fun dance party at the end of the night. But we have a live auction with some great, great prizes or packages from different sponsors throughout the community. So some great things to bid on there. We're going to have a wine and whiskey pool. Our wine pool sponsored by Crush, and then our whiskey pool sponsored by Barrel and Pie. So you'll have to come by and check those out. Those tend to go pretty early in the evening. So I always tell everybody, as soon as you get there, go get your bottle of wine, go get your bottle of whiskey. Super, super fun way to kind of gamble and give a little bit of money and see if you're going to get like a great bottle of whiskey or like, you know, just a
B-plus bottle.
Yeah, B-plus bottle.
Well, I've never heard of a whiskey pull before. Obviously, I've heard of wine pulls, but this is, you know,
yeah,
only
we
in Texas.
Added that this year for the fellas in the room. So we figured they were not as excited about the wine last year, so we thought we'd add an element for some of our guys there. So, yeah.
Where does it end, though? Eventually, it's going to be like cigar pull.
I know. Giving me all the ideas. Actually, I'll pass that on to the committee next year. I'm done after this year.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's this Saturday night, folks. It's 814 South Taylor at the Derrick Event Center. When you see that giant Derrick says the word canyon on it.
Yes, canyon. Yep. Right
that's
there
right
on the corner.
And for tickets and information, how can they get in touch with you?
They need to go to altguild.org and you can buy tickets there. Like I said, there's still a few tables available as well. So you can do all of those reservations there, and I'll send you an email with all the pertinent details. So
excellent. Okay, and I'll go ahead and do a post, so we'll have all the links on there. Again, it's this Saturday, 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. All the proceeds go to the Alt Guild, Alt Academy, and the educational outreach, and all the productions that they put on at the Amarillo Little Theater. Longest running community, community theater?
Community theater, yeah. So longest running without taking a break. So
wonderful.
Pretty amazing.
I mean, you can imagine, like it's over 100 years though, right?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I think it's like 92. We're not 92. Quite to 100 yet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be a party.
Yeah. That's going to be a real
big
party.
That's going to be a party. Yeah. Crystal Burns of Palace Coffee and Alt Guild, thank you so much for all you do for the station, hosting the delicious coffee that we have at the Living Room Concerts here in the Amarillo area, and for all you do for the community here.
Of course. We love HPPR.
All right. And now I want more coffee.
Okay. Let's get it.
All right, folks. Let's go ahead and, you know what? Let's do a coffee song. I know there's a really good coffee and...
And then you've got coffee and Hollywood glam.
There's a Frank Sinatra coffee song. Yeah, let's see if I have it. Coffee. Let's see if I have it. We're going to see if I have it.
If not, you know, choose something else.
Oh, Control Z. Live radio, folks. This is how it works. Let's see here. We've got Otis Redding. I've got something named Jimmy doing coffee. I'm not seeing a Frank. Do we have a Frank in here? No, I'm not. I don't got the Frank. I'm going to get the Frank.
Okay, all right.
I'm
going to
get the
that.
Frank. But
have that queued up next time I
Here's a really good one, Otis. Okay. Otis Redding, Cigarettes and Coffee.
Got it.
I'm not going to start smoking them. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks. Otis on High Plains Morning.